But can this problem be rectified?
It can be rectified, yes. First of all, the government must step in and get rid of the gangsters, this drugs. That's number one.
That's the poison.
Then all the church leaders must come together, because they are the majority, whether you're Anglican, whether you're Muslim or Methodist, old Methodist, new Methodist. They've got the congregation. They've got the hang of the people. I mean, they're spiritual. People believe when they sit in their church, they must listen and obey.
God is there. The house of God.
So, it can be rectified. There's no such thing that cannot be rectified. Because God tells you in the Quran, God says, look what happened to those before you. Look into the past and see what happened to those before you who disobeyed. They were destroyed. So, yes, everything can be, as far as I'm concerned, it can be rectified. But you've got to get rid of the tyrant leaders. You've got to get rid of them right out of government, right up to the normal street worker. That's corrupt. And then you can get this thing. But if you don't, it will go on for centuries. And it's not only going to affect the poor, it's going to affect the rich too. Make no mistake about it. Because the rich are supposed to look after the poor. The haves has got to look after the have-nots. In other words, if you've got an abundance, see to your poor. But I maintain it can be made right. I maintain that. And I'm not going to every time blame the Buddha, the Afrikaners. Because not all Afrikaners were bad. No. Not God, they never created bad people.
Yes.
God never created bad people.
You learn how
people
to be bad.
People become bad out of themselves, and that's greed. Or the poor do not want to lift them out of the murky water. And yet there's a saying that says, out of the murky water, or out of the dirtiest water, comes the whitest lily. That tells you something, that there can be change. There can be change. Because all the lily requires is the nutrients. Nutrients out of the water to live on. And it comes out beautiful. So you got to look into the past and see, was it a benefit or was it bad? Was it good for me or was it bad for me? And extract the good. Make the negative a positive. That's what we got to do.